திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
சாஸ்வதம் பூதரம் தேவம் சர்வபாகீஸ்வரேஸ்வரம். சாஸ்வதம், ஹீஸ் எட்டர்னல், யூ ஹவ் சீன் தட். பூதரம், he is the supporter, he is the support of this earth, support of this bhumandala, entire bhumandala, he is the ultimate support. So keeping this, purusha suktam also says this, mentions this. Sabhumim vishvato vritva atyatishtad dashangulam, he is the support of this entire, not just the bhumandala, of this entire universe. Sarvabhagishvareshwaram, and then sudurjayam jagannatham, mahadeva is jagannatha, he is the ultimate lord. Brahma, Vishnu and Indra can be called as, referred to as, you know, the Lord of the world. But ultimately, the Supreme Lord is Maheshwara alone and not anyone else. Sudurjayam, and then Janma Mrityu Jaratigam. He is not bound by Janma Mrityu. He is beyond birth, old age, disease and death. Matsya Purana, 154th chapter, 179th verse. Parvati Mata says to the sages, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma, Mrityu, Jaraditaha. The personalities that you have mentioned, oh, the sages, including you, Parvati Mata says, Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Brahma, Narayana, Indra, and you all are bound by birth, old age, disease, and death. Whereas I want to get married to the ultimate, the supreme reality, who is imperishable, who is indestructible, who doesn't have birth. That's why when Narada Maharshi comes and then he comes to Himavan's palace, and then when Parvati Mata was young, he looks at Parvati Mata and then he says to Himavan, oh Himavan, the person who is going to get married to Parvati Mata is not born actually. And then Himavan is totally confused. Oh, what are you saying? He's not born yet? What do you mean, Narada Maharshi? And then Narada Maharshi laughs and then he says, you have not understood my words properly. When I said he's not born, he doesn't have birth, O Himavan. That birthless Mahadeva is going to get married to your daughter Parvati Mata. And then Himavan becomes ecstatic. So that's what Vyasa Maharshi here, he says, Janma Mrityu Jaratikam. He is beyond birth, old age, disease and death. He alone is beyond birth, old age, disease and death. Not Brahma, Narayana or Indra. ஞானாத்மானம் ஞானகம்யம் ஞானஸ்ரேஷ்டம் சுதுர்விதம் தாதாரம் சைவ பக்தானாம் பிரசாதம் விஹிதான்வரான் தஸ்ய பாரிஷதா திவ்யா ரூபைர் நானா விதைர் விபோஹோ வாமனா ஜட்டிலா முண்டா கிரஸ்வக்ரீவா மகோதராஹ. சி, பியூட்டிஃபுல். கிரஸ்வாய ச வாமன கிரஸ்வக்ரீவா. He is the smallest of the smallest and the greatest of the greatest. கிரஸ்வக்ரீவா. Vyasacharya uses that word. Vamana, he uses the word Vamana also. கிரஸ்வாய ச வாமனாய ச நமோ ப்ருஹதே ச வர்ஷீயசே ச நமோ விருத்தாய ச சம்ருத்வனே ச நமோ. கம்ஸ் இன் த ருத்ரம். ஆல் த வர்சஸ் மேட்ச் வித் ருத்ரம், ஆல் த மேட்ச் வித் த வேதாஸ், த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேதாஸ் அண்ட் உபனிஷத்ஸ். ஹீ இஸ் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிரேட்டஸ்ட் அண்ட் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்மாலஸ்ட். அனோரணீயான் மகதோ மகீயான் ஆத்மா குஹாயாம் நிஹிதோஸ்ய ஜந்தோ தமக்ரதம் பஷ்யதி வீதசோகோ தாதுர் பிரசாதான் மகிமானமீஷம். ஒன் ஹூ ரியலைசஸ் தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஹூ இஸ் த ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்மாலஸ்ட் அண்ட் த லார்ஜஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி லார்ஜஸ்ட் இன் த ஹார்ட், ஹீ கெட்ஸ் ரிட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த ஷோகம். தமக்ரதம் பஷ்யதி வீதசோகோ, ஆல் த சாரோஸ், ஷோகம், ஷோக மீன்ஸ் ஆல் த சாரோஸ். ஹீ கெட்ஸ் ரிட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த சாரோஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ அட்டைன்ஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் பீஸ். ஹீ கோஸ் பேக் எட்டர்னலி டு பரகைலாஷா டு எங்கேஜ் இன் எட்டர்னல் சர்வீஸ் டு மகாதேவா. That's about Hrasvagrivan, Vamana, Parishada, Parshada. The word Parshada very often is used in the Puranas, referring to the Shiva Ganas. Shiva Parshada, Veerabhadra is a Shiva Parshada, Kalabhairava is a Shiva Parshada, Kartikeya, Ganapati, Nandi, Bringi, Mahakala, Renukacharya, Shrikantaradhya, everybody are Shiva Parshadas, the devotees of Lord Shiva. Parshada itself refers to, the Shiva Bhaktas only. That's what Vyasacharya also uses the word Parshada. Jnanatmanam, he is the abode of all knowledge. Ishanak sarva vidyanam, the Vedas. He is the abode of all knowledge. Everything, all the knowledge comes from him only. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma, Taittiriya Upanishad. Jnanatvam, Satyatvam and Anantatvam are his attributes. He is truth personified, he is knowledge personified, and then he is infiniteness is one of his attributes. And then Bhaktanam Prasada Vihitan Varan. He is bound by his devotees. He always, whatever boons they ask for, he gives them. He gives that to his devotees. And he is the highest of all knowledge and he is unknowable. He knows everybody, but no one knows Lord Shiva. That's what the Upanishads also say. He knows everybody, including Brahma and Vishnu. That's what Vishnu also says, right? In the, we saw that in Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 105th chapter, 192nd verse. Namaste Devadevesha, Namaste Shashvata Avyaya, Na Janeha Bhavam Tambos. I do not know you, O Mahadeva. Tvamcha Vetsi Namo Namaha. You know me very well. So he knows everybody, but he is unknowable. He is not known to anybody. And that's why we go behind all sorts of materialistic pressures in this world, right? This reminds me of Panchabrahma Upanishad. Finally, the Panchabrahma Upanishad ends by saying, you know, just by knowing that one personality, everything becomes known. We go behind various things in this world. We try to know different things. Go behind different pleasures. Name, fame, wealth, knowledge, sex, power, everything. But the Upanishads say, just by knowing that one personality, everything, you come to know about everything in the entire universe. Who is that personality? Mahadeva. Sambashiva. Just by knowing Sambashiva, just by engaging in bhakti to Mahadeva, unflinching devotion to Mahadeva alone, one gets to know about everything. By knowing that, one gets to know about the unknown. That's what the Upanishad says. Idrishaik sa Mahadeva pujyamano Maheshwaraha sa Shivastata Tejasvi Prasadadhyati Tegrataha Tasmin Gore Sada Partha Samgrame Romaharshane Drauni Karna Kripair Guptam Maheshwasaik Praharibihi Kastam Senam Tadapartha Manasapi Pradarshayet Rite Devan Maheshwasat Bahurupan Maheshwara. This is very interesting. He goes on to say, who else? Oh Arjuna, apart from Maheshwara, the foremost of bowmen. No one can defeat Mahadeva in archery, in the fight, you know. No one in a war, no one can defeat Maheshwara. Who else apart from Maheshwara could have vanquished Karna, Drona, Ashwatthama, Kripa, Bhishma, etc.? Who else apart from Mahadeva who could have vanquished these people? Oh Partha, by just saying this, my hairs stand on end, oh Arjuna. So whenever you experience something very divine or very unique, you know, your hairs will stand on end. Not sure whether you guys have noticed. And that's why here Vyasa says, Roma Harshana, when saying these things, when just reciting these things, my hairs, it makes my hairs stand on end, oh Arjuna. And then keeping this in mind, the very first verse of Rudram itself says, Namaste Rudramanyava Uto Tayishave Namaha Namaste Astudanvane Bahubhyamutate Namaha. Oh Maheshwara, obeisances, pranams to your bow in your hand, pranams to your hands, pranams to your quivers, arrows, and pranams to the Danva, that is the bow in your hands. So to everything, and pranams to you, oh Maheshwara. Because no one can withstand Maheshwara. Beautiful meditation is there. Skanda, our dear Kartikeya, has written an entire commentary on Rudram, which is present in the Shiva Ragasya Itihasam. So we'll be seeing one of the verses. I just remembered that. And then goes on, and then Vyasacharya goes on. Tatum utsahate kaschin natasmin nagratak sthithe nahi bhutam samam tena trishulokeshu vidyate. No one can withstand him. There is no one that is equal to him in this entire universe. Nahi bhutam samam. There is no one samam that is equal. There is no one that is equal to him in the entire universe. Oh, Arjuna. Vyasa says that. None can stand before Maheshwara in a war. And that's why there are many, many places. All the warriors, including the Pandavas and Kauravas, they worship Lord Shiva. Very. Speaking of this, when Arjuna, in Mahabharata, Arjuna, he takes away Subhadra, right? Krishna's sister. He elopes with Subhadra. So it's like Subhadra wanted to marry Arjuna, Arjuna also wanted to marry Subhadra, and then Krishna helped them. But Balarama was interested in getting Subhadra married to Duryodhana. So in order to get rid of that, Krishna will devise this plan and then they will elope. And all the Dwaraka Vasis, including Balarama and everybody, Satyaki, everybody, will actually try to attack. They will try to go to Hastinapura and attack Arjuna and get back Subhadra. And then Krishna will stop them and he will make a point very importantly. What qualities are not there in Arjuna? Oh, my elder brother, he is the son of Pandu. He is the greatest archer. And then he is the Drona Shishya. Can anybody defeat him in war? Can anybody defeat him in archery apart from the three-eyed Lord Shiva? See, Mahadeva alone is an exception. So why I brought this point is that Lord Shiva is the ultimate warrior. No one can withstand him. That's what Vyasa says here. Lord Shiva is the ultimate warrior. No one can withstand him in a war. Whoever Maheshwara is on the side, whoever side Maheshwara chooses, that side alone will win. And that's why Krishna and Arjuna were able to win the war. And there he makes the point, apart from the three-eyed, oh my dear brother Balarama, apart from the three-eyed Mahadeva, can anyone withstand Arjuna in archery, in a war? So Mahadeva alone is an exception, because Mahadeva, no one can defeat Mahadeva. So that's the point. And speaking of, there is a place where, you know, the episode of Banasura comes. Some people, some Shivadveshis, Avaidika Muda, say that, you know, Banasura, Maheshwara chose the side of Banasura and then he got defeated. It was only by the grace of Lord Shiva that Krishna was able to defeat him, not otherwise. And that also we have seen in that previous episode of Drona Parvam, last week, 2 weeks back we saw, where he says, Apivai samaram gatva bhavishyasi mamadikaha. Oh Narayana, oh child, my dear Vishnu, even if you have to battle with me, you will defeat me, you will win me. He says that in Mahabharatam 201st chapter Drona Parvam, that is brought out by Vyasa and he shares that to Ashwatthama. Again, it comes in the Harivamsha Purana 2nd canto 74th chapter. Again there, Mahadeva says to Krishna, even if you have to battle with me, you will win over me. So it's only by the grace of Lord Shiva. It is just like a father giving a boon to a child. When the child and the father are playing together, the father actually gives a chance for the child to defeat him. Does that mean the child is actually superior to the father? No. So we have to understand that properly. Namah Shivaya. So that's where it says, Apivai samaram gatva. So nahi bhutam samam tena trishulokeshu vidyate. There is no being in the entire universe that can equal to him. And that's what also is told by Krishna. Apart from the three-eyed Mahadeva, who can defeat Arjuna in the war? You just remember that. So gandenapi hi samgrame tasya kuddasya shatravaha visamya. I think someone, Shivoham, can you go on mute? Yeah, thank you, please. Gandenapi hi samgrame tasya kuddasya shatravaha visamya hata bhuyishta vepanti cha patanti cha tasmai namastu kurvanto devas tishtanti vaidivi yechanye manava loke yecha swarga jitonaraha yebhakta varadam devam shivam rudram umapatim ananya bhavena sada sarvesham samupasate. Now if someone knows that Mahadeva has come to the battle, they will tremble in fear. They cannot withstand Mahadeva, even if they are large in number. I think, Shivoham, can you go on mute? Yeah, please don't unmute yourself. Yeah, I think, yeah, please don't unmute, sir. So, yeah, just by, you know, experiencing Mahadeva in the battle, people will tremble. The warriors will tremble even if they are large in numbers. So, for this reason, if they want to, even if the devatas want to go for a war, they worship Lord Shiva. Oh Arjuna, Vyasacharya says that. And then Manava Loke, anybody, even the devatas, everybody. Even Krishna, when he wanted to get the Parijata Mala, he worshipped Lord Shiva. Very beautiful stuti is present in the Harivamsha Purana, 2nd canto, 74th chapter. Narayana worships Lord Shiva, Rama worships Mahadeva. Rama, in order to cross the ocean, he worshipped Lord Shiva. Which is present in the Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 116th chapter. Everywhere he worships Lord Shiva. To cross the ocean, he worships Lord Shiva. After defeating Ravana, he worships Mahadeva. And then during, when in Ayodhya, when winning over Sita, during that time, that time also he worships Lord Shiva. So all these stories are present. And also there, Rama breaks the bow of Shiva by the grace of Lord Shiva. That is also a boon that is given by Mahadeva, which is present in the Padma Purana. So Rudram, ye bhakta varadam devam Shivam Rudram Umapatim. Very, very unique words. Shivam Rudram Umapatim. He is all auspicious and he is the remover of all sorrows, and Umapati, which is a very, very, you know, Uma is a very common epithet used in the Shastras. Kena Upanishad talks about Mahadevi Parashakti, third canto, third chapter, 12th verse comes where Parashakti comes as Umam Haimavatim. She comes as Brahmavidya Devi. She comes to give the knowledge to the Devas. Oh Devas, oh foolish Devas, please try to understand. The victory that you have gained is not by your grace. It is by the grace of that Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Reality, Mahadeva, Parameshwara, not anyone else. So, and then, Namas Somaya cha Rudraya cha Namak Thamraya cha Runaya cha Soma. Shiva plus Uma is Soma, one who is eternally with Uma. Etanuvakam of Rudram. Somak Pavate Janitamati Naam. Rigvedam 9th canto, 96th chapter, 5th verse. The same verse comes in the Samavedam Purvarchika and Uttararchika, chapter 5, where Parashakti and Paramashiva are described as the cause of everything. The Bhuvanam, Indra, Surya, Vishnu, Brahma, Agni, etc. Vedic verse. And then Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabham, Kaivalya Upanishad, one who is eternally with Parashakti. Namo Hiranyabhagave Hiranyavarnaya Hiranyarupaya Hiranyapataye Mbikapataya Umapataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha. Umapati, he is the Lord of Uma. Ananya Bhavena Sada Sarvesham Samupasate. Ihaloke Sukam Prapya Teyanti Paramamgatim Namaskurushva Kaunteya Tasmai Shantaya Vaisada. Whatever you want to get, you know, Ihaloka Sukam. Yeah, whatever pleasures you want to get in this world, and also you want moksha, everything, paragati, the feet of Lord Shiva, both are granted by Mahadeva alone and not anyone else. The Chandrasekhara Ashtakam also ends by saying, you know, whatever pleasures you want, material pleasures, that also is granted by Lord Shiva, and ultimately the moksha is also granted by Lord Shiva alone. But one should aspire. Initially, worshipping Lord Shiva with desires is fine. But sakama should become nishkama. In course of time, the desire should go away. Because whichever you aspire for, whichever you try to go behind, everything is temporary. Mahadeva alone is eternal. And then, Namaskurushva Kaunteya Tasmai Shantaya Vaisada. One can attain the highest state, highest parashanti by surrendering to O Kaunteya, O son of Kunti. One can attain the highest peace by surrendering to Lord Shiva alone, Shantaya. So that's why the Achamanam in the Shrauta Shaiva, Shiva Vishishtadvaita Sampradaya goes like this. Namah Shambhave Chaswaha, Namah Shankaraya Chaswaha, Namah Shantaya Swaha. Shantaya means he is the giver of ultimate peace. Shanti is also one of the names that is used for Lord Shiva very often in the Shastras. We end with by saying Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. He is the giver of ultimate peace.